Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are back on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And they remind you that through sharing change, you can round up your bill to the nearest dollar and support local nonprofits. Given out over $11 million so far and counting with Sharing Change. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Well, someone who is knee-deep in nonprofit work, and that is Haley Adams, Vice President of Marketing and Major Events with the United Way of South Central Tennessee. And I guess best laid plans, you sent out this nice email yesterday, Haley, that had all of the different things we're going to talk about and, you know, the people that were coming, and then you show up. I mean, I guess the buck stops with you.
Yeah, Brian, actually, it's Ashley.
Oh, and Ashley, I'm sorry.
You said that when I first walked in. Yes, Haley was supposed to be here. I'm jumping in. We had some scheduling conflicts, but here I am to talk all things that we've got going on at United Way.
Yep. So. I was reading the email from Haley. That's what it was. I'm sorry.
You are fine.
So what we have going on today, you're the Director of Economic Mobility.
Correct.
That is correct. That's interesting.
All things financial stability. And all of our programs actually cover all of our pillars. So early childhood education, financial stability, which is the piece that I primarily oversee, and then early childhood education. And I'm going to cover all of those for our team today. So
got a lot to cover.
Lots of stuff to cover.
We'll have to tell Haley that, she got her name on the air anyway.
She did. She said, you know what? You love to go see Brian. What do you think about tomorrow morning? And I said, hey.
She's been up a time or two, but, you know, it took a while for her to come up. And, you know, then I think she doesn't like me and doesn't want to come anymore. But
not okay. at all. She's busy because now, you know, we're serving all seven counties. And so
I can imagine
she's doing marketing for all seven counties. And we've got some events and things coming up. So
that's the South Central Tennessee part now, right?
That is.
Seven whole counties. Well, you have brought in with you Shannon Bauer. She is the VITA coordinator. And, you know, good morning. Good to have you.
Good morning.
Pull that mic up real close and snug to you there. Why VITA in May?
Yeah, because VITA has an extension, and normally we get to come and share. This is the time that we typically, within the next few weeks, usually I see you and we share all of our outcomes and things like that. But this year, Tennessee, about 2 days before tax season was supposed to end, gave Tennessee an extension because of all the natural disasters that we had. And so we are staying open for folks to come in, and Shannon will share more details about where you can go to find appointments for that extension and whatnot in our locations. But we're doing great. As of this morning, our goal was to shoot for 2,800, which is almost twice as what it was last year. Mm-hmm. As of 9:30 this morning, we were at 2,340 returns. So we are moving along, and we were in all four counties, which was great. There were lots of challenges, but very proud of our team, my staff, all of our amazing volunteers. We had 55 of those this year opposed to 28. So that brings a whole, you know, new level of things. But we did great, and Shannon's going to share where our appointments are available for that extension so that we can continue to help those folks. And I think I shared with you that next year we will be in all seven of our counties. So now we're kind of doing two phases.
Yeah.
We're normally already in the planning phase. VITA's all year program. And so right now we are still serving and planning. And one of those extensions is to be in all seven counties next season.
So. Let's see. The extension goes through when?
November. Technically it goes through November the 3rd, but we'll wrap up our sites on the 22nd of this month.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Very good. So the extension helps, but just I guess you, if you had to pay, you don't have to do that until later, right?
Correct. Right. You'll have till November before you start getting penalties and interest on if you owe.
Yeah, yes. But it doesn't hurt to go ahead and have all that information done.
That's right. That's right. It's best to go ahead and get it done and start thinking about the next year's tax season.
Well, so kind of give us an idea of where you have VITA and where it's going to be available here in the county.
Okay, we've got two locations opened up right now. We'll be at Patterson Park for the on the 15th and the 22nd from 12:30 till 5:30. And then we'll be at the Smyrna Town Hall in the annex part at the very back. I will be there this Friday and Saturday, as well as next Friday and Saturday from 8:30 till 1:30.
Okay. And is it better to do appointments?
Or? It is much better to do appointments. That way we know that we can get you in. We do take walk-ins at those sites, but we can't guarantee a walk-in just based on time and volunteer availability. So we do recommend getting an appointment, and you can go to your local uunitedwayuw.org/VITA, and you can click on either Patterson Park or Smyrna and make your appointment there.
All right. Very easy to do. And again, how much does this program cost?
It is absolutely free.
Yeah, that's even better. So
yes, if you go somewhere else, it could be a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah. Well, and yes. Ashley, that's really the reason why VITA exists, to keep those dollars in your pocketbook, and you can spend those here locally and have an impact on the area.
Absolutely. And on our Facebook and website, you can even see some of the reviews that, you know, folks put in on themselves. And I was actually one of my favorites. I was there that day at one of our sites at a couple that had kind of a language barrier, new to the tax world, and did some different things this year, tried to do it on My Free Taxes and would have gotten about $240 back. But then one of our technicians helped them, and our preparers, they actually got $9,000 back because they weren't aware of child care credits and EITC credits and all the earned income things that you get with employment. And so there's lots of stories like that on our pages right now, and that's why we do what we do.
Well, one thing that I've noticed, if you make a mistake in that fashion, they're not going to audit themselves and give you that money back. But now if you're short and you get audited, you could have to pay if you owed. But, you know, it generally doesn't go the other way, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's one thing people kind of get confused about. Yeah. Our VITA volunteers, they go through very extensive IRS training. So they are trained tax preparers, and a lot of them actually this year, we had a lot of new, obviously needed new volunteers, but we had a lot of CPAs in the community step up and come and serve. And so they have that background and credentials as well.
Joining today, Ashley Wenzel. She is not Haley Adams, but she is the Director of Economic Mobility, and Shannon Bauer here joining us, the VITA coordinator. Again, your local uw.org/VITA. To make those appointments, but there's just only, 2 days at each location left, right? Sounds
there'll
like.
There'll be 4 days in Smyrna. Yeah. Yes, and two at Patterson.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and if you live in Murfreesboro and can't get in at Patterson, you can get in at Smyrna. It's fine. Mm-hmm. No problem there. And thanks to all the volunteers. I'm sure you've had lots of great volunteers who've given hours and hours of help.
Yes, I cannot say enough about our volunteers. They are amazing and have really stepped up and helped out a lot this year and poured out their heart to the clients. Yeah.
All right. So, Ashley, you've got some other things. You've got a whole slate of things to talk about. You came in with an agenda. So do we want to talk about next?
It's always easy for me to talk about things because we have so many things going on just in our programs, but we've got a lot going on throughout all of our programs. And so I think the biggest thing that we just wanted to share, I know LaunchPoint is really moving. That's our program that's helping serve families in the ALIS population. So that's the asset limited, income constrained, but employed. Lot of movement there with helping families thrive and our community become self-sustainable, which is very challenging, and it's about half of our community right now.
Wow.
Just because of the cost of living here in our county and our other counties that we serve. And so the biggest thing that we're talking about and pushing and having a lot of momentum for is our fatherhood program. So it's United for Fathers. There's a big push in Nashville and with the DHS commissioners and a lot of our local politicians and state politicians for bringing fathers back to our communities and just kind of trying to grow there. And so we have lots of partnerships, big partnerships. NFL is part of that collaboration, and so we're real excited about that. And a lot of local partners that are really trying to get dads back in action, and so we're calling it United for Fathers. And so those fathers can get enrolled to our traditional LaunchPoint program where we can help those men, whether it be jobs, financial stability, mental health, substance, I mean, you name it, we will help them just like we do our traditional LaunchPoint clients. And then we're going to have a whole fatherhood program that we are working on with churches and, like I said, our collaborative partners. And so there will be a lot more information to come on that, but we're just really excited about that. I know there's been some other reps even here talking about fatherhood and what we're trying to do with that. So we're really excited about that.
That's awesome. Do you have information on the website about this kind of thing?
Not yet. So okay. That will be coming. And a lot of it will be kind of filtered through our local church partners. And we're working with a lot of the men's ministry programs. It's just been really cool to see the work that we've been able to do, though, as we're building this.
Yeah.
Some of the things like working with recovery centers and having them change their model of visitation. Because even though we know in mental health and recovery that statistically and, you know, kind of the older concepts of let's let this individual just focus on themselves for 30 days, which is great and it works, but it has a huge impact on the child. And it can often lead to loss of rights and custody for that male. And so we have had a lot of them even already change their structure on visitation and whatnot so we can help fathers. And so we're in the beginning phases, and you'll start to see a lot of these things coming. We just wanted to share that it is coming and into our community. So
well, that's going to be awesome work. And you know, oftentimes the struggles that men may have in that and in a recovery program, it does affect everybody around them. You know, from significant other to children to, you know, close family members. And those children really don't understand sometimes what's going on and why is dad not here?
Yeah. And I think sometimes we forget the majors, right? So, like, of course, yes, there is importance for separation and focusing on yourself.
Sure.
But a lot of men I've also seen, especially leading recovery centers, they actually end up leaving the recovery center because of how they're not able to visit their child. Or they lose the child because of them not being able to have contact that's used against them. And then that's what spins them into a relapse. So I just love to see a lot of our agencies changing how they're doing things to support this.
So this is going to kind of be under the Launch Point umbrella, kind of, right?
Yeah, so it's a twofold. So the men that need very direct services will be in our traditional Launch Point program. And they can also go to a lot of our large groups. The whole idea is to target as many men and fathers that we can. And so a lot of our large seminars and whatnot will be available to everyone. We'll share all the things that we're doing with that movement. Legal Aid is a huge partner with that because a lot of the barriers are legal.
Yeah.
A lot of men simply can't get their kids back because they just can't afford it anymore. But we're going to be able to assist through advocacy and legal support for them.
Well, and we know statistically that having a father in the picture is much better in the long run for the children.
Absolutely.
You know, in terms of a lot of things, you know, the fatherless issue is so big. We've talked about that many times. We probably have spent dozens of hours on various shows talking about that. So, and Launch Point, you really try to set people up for success and some financial stability and things of that nature for those who are employed but just having a hard time making ends meet.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think one of the things about what Launch Point is different is it's a 18-month program. And we have so many amazing services in our community that help people with those immediate needs. And we need that. That's really important. That's a first stop. But United Way, one of the things of being a convener is we look at those areas where there are gaps and have really been putting a lot of emphasis on let's fill those gaps ourselves with our team and things like that, and using our collaborative partners because they're very important. And so you just can't have, I always say, no matter what career path I'm in the moment, you can't have sustained change without sustained relationship. And so watching these folks have a coach that is with them for 18 months, sometimes folks are ready to be exited before that. Typically, it's about the full 18 months. They need that consistent person just guiding them through, right? Because life has things that come
sure.
in that we're not even prepared
yeah.
for. So.
I was just talking to a friend of mine this morning, and he said, in my 50 years, I've had two blowouts in the car, and they've both happened within the last 9 days, you know.
Yeah.
And so you run into something like that, or you have to have the car to go to work, but a repair that costs $500, and then where's that coming from? And it can kind of spiral out of control. But if you have someone to help along the way, I think that does a lot to teach them how to handle those situations in the future.
Yeah, yeah, and that's one of our new focuses, or not new focus, but I feel like we're putting a lot of focus into it, is even creating things to remove those barriers for folks, bringing our partners closer together. How can we have one person come in instead of being served by one or two agencies be served by 9 or 10 agencies in that one place? Because exactly what you're talking about is right now, sometimes we have to send that mom across town, right, to go get food here, maybe clothing here, assistance here, job application there, but with $5 left in her bank because she just bought groceries, paid for school clothes, you know, all those things. And so trying to remove those barriers, even how can we serve more people in one space? And so that's something our team has been working on as well.
Well, it sounds like you all have been busy. Going to keep busy.
Very busy. Yeah. Very, always very busy.
Is there anything else you wanted to mention here this morning, or did we cover the bases?
I just think there's two things kind of from the whole team. We have our storybook trail that will be at the Smyrna Library on May 14th at 11 a.m. This is on our website and Facebook page as well. This is exciting, especially for our early childhood education part of our group, mm-hmm. because they have been working on this for over 2 years. So the Storybook Trail is an interactive trail outside of Smyrna Library where there's books and the families. It supports, of course, as United Way, we're always trying to support the whole person. So that early childhood literacy, there's different heights of books that you can read along the trail and interact, because that's a big thing that we want. We want them reading, we want them interacting, and physical, and it promotes physical health and mindfulness because you're outside at a gorgeous trail. And so it's our first one, and so we're just super excited about that. We have our ribbon cutting and opening, like I said, next week on May 14th at 11 a.m.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, I appreciate you both coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And Shannon Bauer has been with us, VITA coordinator, and Ashley Wenzel, the director of economic mobility here on the program today, and not Haley Adams. You'll have to tell her about all that.
Just, we're very forgiving at our office.
Tell her I'm old and confused.
You literally just said, Ashley, it's nice to see what I forgot how you referred to it as. Yeah. I was a
The pinch hitter.
There we go. Yeah, so you knew what you were talking about.
Not really. I never do. But that's a part of it. Thanks for joining us here today. If you missed part of the program, the podcast will be up shortly at WGNSradio.com.